Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and I hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. And first of all, I would say Lance McCullers, bravo. Great job. Astros offense, you get a D for today. You let Kyle Gibson shut you out, nine innings pitched. And this is not the first time he's dominated the Astros. I can remember a few times last year and maybe the year before that he's actually pitched really well against the Astros. And the Astros core is pretty much the same. But anyway, we're going to be talking about that. We'll be talking about Carlos Correa. I'm okay, guys. I'm back in the lineup. And then we'll talk about JV, what he did today. He actually threw some pitches. And Chris Devinsky, he will not be on the postseason roster. We'll talk about that. Why? Don't forget to check out Locked On Astros Daily, whether you listen on Apple, Spotify, however you listen, just go and listen to Locked On Astros podcast, and we do appreciate it. So first of all, the Astros unfortunately fall back to a game below 500, and they are now 24-25 on the season. So it feels like we're going on this little Groundhog's Day, where we keep on going back to one game below 500, then we go back 500, then go back there. So with a team like the Rangers and playing pitching somebody like Kyle Gibson, who had a 6.10 ERA before today's game, and he finished the game with a 5.18 ERA because he pitched nine shutout innings. How do you let that happen, Astros? That is ridiculous. And George Springer got caught stealing bases in the first inning. And then I believe Altuve walked, and I think Bregman walked. And I think after the game, Dusty Baker said that was a missed sign. That's what happened there. It wasn't really a hit and run or something like that. It just George Springer missed a sign, or somebody missed a sign. But that would have been big. Just imagine you would only have one out, because Michael Brantley did get out in that inning, and then you walk Bregman and Altuve. You could have had a bases loaded for Kyle Tucker, and Kyle Tucker could have maybe done something. But instead, you let Gibson shut you out. Astros, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm not worried about them, but it's just frustrating how you can think the Astros offense is all fixed and everything, and score five runs, I think what it was, or four runs, whatever it was yesterday. And now you only get four hits an entire game. You strike out nine times. You have six runners left on base. Come on, Astros. You got to do a better job. But Carlos Correa was back in the lineup. Yesterday I talked about how Carlos Correa was only a bone bruise. I thought he would maybe be out a few games or so. Let's play it safe. We only got 11 games left in season. Let's not rush it. But instead, he's back in the lineup batting seventh. So I think that the Astros, like, you know what? We really want to take advantage of the situation, and we really want to try to win some games. And Kirk Gibson, I mean, I think the Astros can hit him, right? Right? That seems what everybody happened. But congrats, Lance McCullers. You proved us all wrong. I am really impressed with how your first game off the IL, you come in, you pitch seven dominant innings, you only allow two hits, eight strikeouts. Bravo. I don't think I even saw this coming. I was like, oh, maybe we can get four out five innings or something like this. So maybe Lance McCullers, he kind of lost it towards before he went on the IL. Maybe just going on, I mean, yes, he was dealing with his injury, but maybe he just needed some chill time. Maybe he just needs some self-reflection. Oh, this is what I need to do to become a better pitcher. So Lance McCullers, props to you. Josh James, props to you. You look like a pitcher who doesn't have a 9.22 ERA. Is that legit? 9.22? Oh, Josh James, you pitch so well, and sometimes you can pitch so bad. But he did have two strikeouts today, so he looked good. And Ryan Pressly. What are you going to say about Ryan Pressly? I mean, Anoli Paredes had to come in and basically get the final out. I mean, you in that ninth inning, when it's just, you can't do this, bro. Ryan Pressly, I know you're the best setup guy in the league, but you're a closer right now. You've got to do better. I'm not going to go on a little tangent here, but it was good to see that Carlos Correa is back. It was good to see that Lance McCullers is back. Unfortunately for Chris Davinsky, we'll probably not be saying that during the playoffs. And some of y'all will be like, ooh, that's good. I really think Chris Davinsky is a good pitcher. And I just think that he was limited this year due to injuries. He kept on having discomfort in his right elbow. And he had surgery today. Or he's scheduled to have surgery. I think he did have surgery. And so he's going to be basically out 4 months. So this could be, he had arthroscopic surgery yesterday to remove a bone spur from his right elbow. His recovery time is approximately 4 months, which means the Astros are likely to buy out his final year of his deal. He's likely to become a free agent. This could be the last time we see the Dragon in Astros uniform. And I really rooted for this guy. I remember talking to him when he was just a minor leaguer in Double A. And I, to tell you all a funny story, I'm sure you've heard this before, but I asked him to answer some questions. So I sent him an email and he said, okay, I'll get this right back to you, Eric. And so then I get a whole bunch of pictures. And what he had done was he answered the questions on a bar napkin. So he was at a bar and he just was like, okay, let me write all these answers down. So basically that's how I first interviewed him. And then he sent me a few questions. I'm like, hey, Chris, how about I just call you? And so he's a good guy and I really wish him the best, but he just, this year he just didn't look ready and healthy. And maybe it was the elbow issue. So, props to you, Chris Davinsky, for trying to rough it out, but go get healthy. Maybe you'll be back with the Astros. Maybe you'll find some other team. Speaking of new Astros, Narby Cruz, I guess that's how you say that, signed with the Houston Astros. His deal was a $218,000 bonus, and he left Cuba in 2019. He's a 6'3", 185-pound. He's very athletic, and his best tools are his arm and his power. His arm's listed at 60, and power's listed at 60. So the Astros got another infielder, and they still have not signed the big fish. And we talked about, I think it's Pedro Leon. So they have not signed him yet, but this is another. They're adding, especially losing some draft picks, the way they're going to rebuild the farm system is through the international market. And that's something that they've done it before, and I think that James Click and company are doing the same thing. Justin Verlander, he threw 75 pitches today at Minute Maid Park. 24 of them were against hitters in the simulated game. So that's a good sign. If Justin Verlander is able to throw 75 pitches, that means he's going to be ready to start pretty soon, and hopefully he can do that. So they're going to wait to see how he feels tomorrow and to kind of see how he responds physically, and then maybe they can get him on the mound for one start near the end of regular season and pencil him in for the rotation. So I think that Dusty Baker said that Verlander looked really good, and he said it was just to be back in the ballpark and on the mound. It was great having him out there. We'll assess him in a couple of days to see how he comes out of this. So Lance McCullers is back. Justin Verlander's on the verge of coming back. This team could be ready for the playoffs, and they could surprise some teams in playoffs. I think the hardest series is honestly going to be the wild card series, where you're going to have to play three games. As of yesterday, it was the Athletics. I haven't looked to see how it's been updated, but let's just say you want to update some parts to your car. Maybe you're just not happy. Maybe it's making some bad noises, or you just want to change something up. Like you want to add a spoiler to the back of your car, or you want to get a new oil cap, or whatever you want to do. Why don't you go to rockauto.com? It's a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. 20 years. Yes, the internet has been around for that long. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks. Delivered directly to your door. Because why go to a store when you just have it delivered? Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers like yourself. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "locked on" in the "how did you hear about us" box so that they know that we sent you. That is "locked on" in their "how did you hear about us" box. Please do that. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Go to rockauto.com. Welcome back to the complaining about not scoring any runs on Kirk Gibson. And wait, actually, I'm so tired. I've been calling him Kirk Gibson the whole time. It's Kyle Gibson. Kyle freaking Gibson, who throws a complete game shutout versus the Astros. So I'm probably not going to go back and change that. But I apologize, Kirk Gibson. I know you're a Dodgers legend and all that. You did the whole fist pump thing, the whole elbow pump thing. But Kyle Gibson is the guy I'm pissed off at right now because he shut out the Astros. I mean, the Rangers, what business do they have winning? I mean, they're already the World Series location because they have a losing record. So this whole playoff thing, I think a lot of people are really looking at this kind of funny. And I really want to know what y'all think. Go ahead and send me a tweet at Eric Talk Stros. And how do you feel about this whole bubble playoffs? Do you think that it's overkill? Do you think that it's really not going to matter? Do you think it's weird not having home field advantage at all? I mean, granted, I know there's no fans in the stands, but still, you see how good the Astros play when they're not facing Kyle Gibson in Minute Maid Park. So taking the Astros out of Minute Maid Park, that could take away their home field advantage. And I know Dodgers fans and Yankees fans will say, well, the home field advantage is, but we're not going to go there. So anyway, the Mariners are the biggest competition. The Astros, as long as they can stay ahead of the Mariners, they are good. But the Mariners have their game was postponed again because of the air quality up in Seattle. So what they're going to do is they're actually going to fly down to San Francisco and go and play some games there. So I'm guessing that the fire from the smoke from the fire basically is going up north. And so Seattle is just basically unhealthy. And to anybody who lives in Seattle, first of all, why? And then second of all, I know it's beautiful there, but just be careful. Make sure you stay indoors. But anyway, so the Mariners are a good team. Let me take it back. They're not a good team. They're a team that's on a roll right now. I still think that their competition that they're playing is way high above where they are. So I think that they're going to kind of go back to earth a little bit. But the Astros cannot waste. I know you're not going to win every single game the rest of the way. But in a game where Lance McCullers pitches 7 shutout innings, you think that you have a chance. But it's just the offense is just struggled. And we saw the main offense basically in this lineup. This was your regular guys. These are all the guys you've been waiting for. They're all back in the lineup at the same time. And you can't even score 1 run. It's so frustrating. But Kyle Gibson did a great job today. And so did Lance McCullers. I think I changed my answer. I think Yesterday on podcast, I said that Jose Urquidy would be the game three starter. And maybe he is. Maybe he is the best one that's for that game three situation. But with what we saw from Lance McCullers today, this was a totally different cat. This is somebody who was in total control. He didn't walk anybody. He kind of limited the hits. According to ESPN, he got 26 fantasy points for those of y'all who play fantasy baseball. But it's not going to matter if you can't get any runs across. And the Astros have had too many of these games where they just struggled to score runs. And it's basically this story of 2020. And hopefully it's just going to stay in 2020 and not keep on popping up and everything down the road. But the Astros, where is that? The Astros in one-run games this year are 7-12. 7-12. That's crazy. And Lance McCullers, 86 pitches. He threw more curveballs. We're back to what he was versus the Dodgers in that series. And it seems like his he just did so good today. And it just I'm really impressed. Blake Taylor. I know we all want him back. He is the lone lefty in the bullpen, and he was just the lefty. He was reliable. He was somebody that if you want to go to rockauto.com, you want to get a pitcher like Blake Taylor. He's exactly what Dusty Baker could have asked for this year. And so hopefully he can return this weekend or something like that. But it's really good to see that the teams are basically, it's getting healthy. And the A's did win. They beat the Rockies today. So the number to clinch the division is 5. And that may have gone down with the Astros' loss today. I haven't checked. But the A's are probably going to win the AL West unless the Astros just go on a long winning streak and the A's go on a long losing streak. But that's fine. It doesn't matter. I think the Astros just need to get into the dance. Then they'll figure out how to dance on the fly. So anyway, that's all I got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. Hopefully tomorrow's game is a little bit better. I mean, this game was just kind of, it was good watching McCullers do what he did, but it was kind of at the same time boring. There's no activity, and they kept on trying to interview Jeff Bagwell, and they said, oh, the inning's over already. And I know some people on Twitter said, oh, why is Jeff Bagwell's face so red? Some people made their own opinions, but keep in mind that sometimes these Zoom conferences don't really add the best light to your skin. I guess I'm just defending my Jeff Bagwell, but it doesn't matter. Tomorrow, Framber Valdez will be on the mound versus ex-Astro Jordan Lyles with a 1-4 record and a 7.8 ERA, which means he's going to shut out the Astros for 9 innings tomorrow. If Jordan Lyles does that, I'm just going to be like, okay, we're not doing a show tonight. I'm protesting, but Valdez, he really needs to step up, and he's going to be the fourth pitcher in a playoff series, but we'll have to see. We'll have to worry about all that. They need to win some games, and they're playing the teams that they need to get those wins. So the Mariners are 22-26 right now. The Astros have got to stay above that number. So that's all we got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. Don't forget to go check out my friend Sully over at the Locked On MLB podcast. And I will see you tomorrow. Go Astros.